inyan tziruf tumah b'pesach. The shiurim of hilchus pesach of the kezayis, not a kezayis, has the same halach of a hilchus tumah linyan tziruf. What does tziruf mean? To put two things together. So Rashi says linyan tziruf tumah can meforish b'yozel. To the pesach talya milsa b'shiuri. That if you have the hilchus tumah taking place on pesach, then it's telling the same shiur for bir chometz, whether you have the kezayis less than the kezayis. Ma'ashenkinu v'shar yomayis hashana, the Gemara says, on the rest of the year, and echnami ika plukta, then there's a difference. That Hilchus Pesach is totally nikazayis and less than nikazayis. But the rest of the year, Hilchus Tumah is totally if you're makbid or not makbid. Now the Gemara explains, Heichi dami, what are we talking about? Kegoin di ika pochus mikibayt sa'ichlin. Heis, do you have in your hand a piece of food that's less than a beitzah? So a food that's less than a beitzah is not makabal tumah, like some sheet is. And for sure, it can't be matama something else. V'nogu b'hai betzak. Now, this piece of food that's less than a kezayis, less than a beitzam, touches this dough that's stuck onto the kli. So we say like this. The Pesach, if it's talking about on Chaga Pesach, the Yisur Rechoshiv, that since the Yisur, once you have a kezayis stuck on the side of the kli, we say there's a chi of beer, you have to get rid of it by Pesach, it's mitzarif. So we say then that this shear of a kezayis is not bottled to the kli, but rather is considered a betzak, a dough that you're going to take off, so it's considered still an eichel. Therefore, it's mustarif. It's like you have the chatzi beitza on top, and which is touching now this piece of a dough. So even though this dough is less than the kezayis, it's mustarif together because they both have a shem eichel on it. Even though you're not makbid, but you let it stay there. But once it's the size of a beitza, or once it's the size of a kezayis, that on Pesach, because of the yisr chometz, you have to get rid of it. We say it's not bottled to the kli, but rather still has a shem oichel, and therefore the two oichlim together come together, give you a shear of a kebetza that it would be makabel tumah matama something else. Ma shein kein b'shar yemayis hashana. If you're not talking about on the Chag HaPesach, but the rest of the year, then we say if you have your chatzi beitza of oichlim that is touching this dough that's stuck onto the pan of the kneading pan, now it depends. It depends if the person is makbid, if he cares to leave it there or not. In makbid, if he cares not to have it there, it bothers him, he doesn't want it to stay on the kli, it doesn't look nice, then it's tarif. Then we say it comes together with this chatzi beitza of food you have on top. Because since this dough, you're makbid, you don't want it to stay there, it still has a shem oichel, it's not bottled to the kli, because you have dust to take it away from there. So therefore it's still considered an oichel, therefore the two are mitzarif together. Let's say the rest of the year you want this piece of dough, no matter how big it is, you want it to stay in the kli, you want it to even starve because you want it to stay there, then the lochar is harei kareva. It's considered part of the kneading pan, and it's bottled the shame oichel, and it's not in starf, it will not be metama. You'd only have a pochus mikibetza, and there wouldn't be any tziruf. That's pshan na mishnah. For the Gemara, no, it's still no good. Maski v'lo rofa. Mikatoni mitstarf. Does the Mishnah say for Hilchus Tziruf that you want to put two foods together to give it a shame of a kebetza? Here it says choytzitz. Choytzitz means, the Mishnah says clearly, that the Geir Tetzfilah, if you have a kli that's tummy you want to put into the mikvah, the question, could you be tabled the way it is with this piece of dough on it? Is that called a chatzitz or not? Sigmar says, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, this is the Pshatna Mishnah. V'chein lahalois taro la'areva. That our Mishnah means the same shear by Pesach, whether you have a kezayis or chatzizayis, negative, you have to be mevayir it on Pesach, the same shear matoli in Hilchas, lahalois taro l'arevim. If this arev, if this kneading pin is tummy, and you want to get a Torah now, it has the same shear. What does that mean? Heichi dami, how are we talking? Kegoin the itumu hacharevim, that this kneading pin became tummy. Uboyi liat buvi v'pesach. And you want to be tabled now on Pesach to make it Torah? You want to put it into the mikvah throughout Chag HaPesach to make it Torah? So like this. The Yisurei Choshev, no, Luvu Pesach, the Yisurei Choshev, once you have a kezayis of this dough stuck to the side of the kli, so negeit Luchas Pesach, you have a chiyah to mevayir, to get rid of it, is choytzitz. We say it's not considered bottled to the kli, but rather it's considered the chatzitza, and therefore not allowed to be tabled the way it is. But loisal kolot tefila, a male tefila does not help. Mashen kein b'shay yemais hashona, the rest of the year. Dek peida tal yemil, so the rest of the year is totally. If you're makbid or not, We say Yimakbid Olav Chaitzitz. If you're makbid, no matter how small it is, even less than a kezayis, if you want to get rid of it, you don't want it to stay on the kli, it's not called part of the kli, therefore it's called a chatzitza. Ma'ashenkein v'inroitza b'kiyumay, if somebody wants it to stay on the kli, you're happy the way it is, you don't want to take it off, so no matter how big it is, we consider as if it's bottled to the kli, it's a chelik of the kli. Therefore, reyu kareva, it's part of the areva, it's part of the kneading pan, and you could be table the way it is. It's not called a chatzitza, since it has a loch like it's bottled to the kli. For the Gemara, no, it's still no good. Maskev lo rav popa, rav popa still has the kasha. Mi ketoni v'chein linyan taira. Does the Mishnah say it all, the same halach of Ilchus taira, to make a kli tor? Ho linyan tumma ketoni. The Mishnah says clearly, it's tolin hilchus tumma's tolin. Elo amr rav popa, therefore popa says like this. V'chein linyan lo hoirid tumma li arev enachanami. The Mishnah is talking about lohoirit tuma, to bring tuma onto this kneading pan. Now, heichidami, how are we talking about? Kegoin denoga sheretz b'hai betzik. We're talking about you have this piece of dough stuck onto the kneading pan, and the sheretz now does not touch the kli itself, but rather the sheretz touches only this betzik, this piece of dough that's stuck onto the side of the kli. That's what the sheretz touch. So it depends now. If this dough is bottled to the kli, it's called part of the kli, so therefore it's considered as if the sheretz mamish touched the kli, and therefore the kli becomes tummy. But if you're going to tell me, no, this oichel, this dough is not bottled to the kli, therefore it's considered an oichel by itself, it's just so true. This betzek, like this dough, becomes tummy. The sheretz touched this dough, but the dough and oichel cannot be matame kelim. So that's what the Mishnah means to say like this, the Gemara says. Pesach, on Pesach, the Yisurei Choshev, that once you have a kezayis there on the sides, you have to get rid of its choshev, atal yechaitzitz. Then tak its chaitzitz, and therefore, v'loi nachto la tuma, the tuma doesn't go upon the kli. Because since on Pesach, you have to destroy, get rid of this kezayis of chametz, it's not considered bottle to the kli. If it's not considered bottle to the kli, when the sheretz touch this piece of dough, only the dough became tummy and not the kli. The rest of the year, the rest of the year is told if he's makbid or not. We say like this: no matter how small the piece is, if the person is makbid, doesn't want to stay on the kli, it's not bottled to the kli, it's not called part of the kli. Therefore, we say, what if the sheretz touched it? It's not metam of the keli, it's only metam of this betzek and not the kli. Let's say somebody in the rest of the year, no matter how big this piece of dough is, but he wants it to stay on the kli, he wants to mavatle to the kli, so then it gets a shame like part of the kli. So now when the sheretz touches this part of dough, it's as if he touched the kli itself, is a reyu karevet considered like the kneading pin itself, and therefore the kneading pin itself would become tummy. So that's what our Mishnah means to say, that v'chein linyan tuma, that Hilchas Tumah goes upon this kli if the sheretz just touched the dough. When is the dough bottled to the kli? It gets the shame like part of the kli. Yeah. And Mishnah says weiter, Betzek HaCheresh. If you have a dough that's like deaf, it can't hear, we'll see what that means. Im yesh ki yotze boy, shehechmitz harei ze oser. If you have another dough that you made at the same time you poured the water into this flour, you poured water into other flour, and the next dough already has simonim that it became chametz, like the dough started to rise and started to have cracks in it. So this first dough that you can't tell whether it's chametz or not, well, you also have to be afraid it already became chametz. Like Rashi says, betzek hachorish. That means shein nikir im hechmitz im lav. By looking at it, you can't tell if this dough became chametz or not. Shemishunahu, it's different. Kicheresh hazeh, like a deaf person. Sheyesh lo yaznayim, a deaf person has ears. Abaviyena nikir im shemayim lav. You can't tell if he hears or not. The ein adam oimed abiruroi viadaitoi. So that's pshat here also. This dough, we cannot tell whether this dough is chametz or not. We know when we put the water into the dough, but we do not know if this dough became chametz or not. Yes, Rashi says vaitam, im yesh ki yotze boy shehechmitz. What does that mean? Im yesh iso acheres, we have another dough, shenilusha bishosa, you kneaded it, you put the water into the dough the same time as this one, ukvarachmitza, and the second dough became chametz already, so that's a rai, even though from this first dough you can't tell any simonim that it's chametz, we say it is chametz. So the Gemara, What's going to be if you don't have another dough? So you can't tell by another one. How long do you tell, do you say, if this dough waited, it had a water inside already, does it become chametz? The first one. Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kedei she'elach odem mimigdal nunya letzferyim. As long as it takes a person to walk from this place, Migdal Nunya, to Tveria. So, mil, how long is that? That's a mil. That's a mile like. The name a mil, let it say clearly a mil. And the Mar HaKamashmalon, this teaches us, this Yura the mil, Migdal Nunya via Tveria. How long is a mil? That's how long it takes you to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria. Which usually we say that's 18 minutes. Amar Rabbi said more about it. Amar Rabbi who? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Legevel uletfilo uletilas yodayim arbo milim. For these three halachas, a person has to wait as long as it takes him to walk 4 milim, not 1 mil, but rather 4 mil. What's this first halacha? Legevel. Legevel means for somebody that needs that makes dough. So Rashi explains hamagvel isas acherim beschar. If somebody was hired like a baker to bake a dough for you, to make dough for you. And the balabos's kelim that you are using is tummy. Is and normal a balabos wants his isa, wants the dough to be tor. So locher is adabor milun het richu chachomim lelech lemikvah litfol kelof. That if you walk just 4 mil in front of you, you will find a mikvah that you can be tovel your kelim, your like kneading pin. That today when you make the dough, it will become tor. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, and then Rashi explains v'chem l'tfila by davening. That means imahalech odem b'derech. Somebody's on the road traveling, who bo'eit lolon, and it comes time at night, we're near night time, when he plans to rest for the night. Ul ispal and he wants to daven. Is imyesh beis the kinesis lefon of brochak arba milim? If on the road further down, there will be a basic kinesis where he could daven b'minyan within 4 mil. Is herlich he's supposed to go there mispalishom for lunchom and sleep in that place bed? Where he'll be able to daven with a minyan. But if the shul is more than 4 mil away, then he's not mechuyev to go. And vayta b'chein on the shadayim, the same halacha for washing your hands liachila if you won't eat. Im osid lim tsoy mayim lefone v'dalad milam herlech l'sham v'noit l'syodav. Before somebody eats the bread, he has to wash his hands. So let's say he has no water here right now, but he knows further down the road, within 4 mil, there'll be some water. So he's mechuyev to walk there 4 mil till he gets the water. That's this halacha that Omer Abavu Omer Hashim Ben Lakish. That's this halacha the Gemara says. Amr Mavu, Amr Abshim Melakish here, Legevel, that's for this kneading, to betable the pan, or the tefillah for finding a minion, or the hilah shadayim, and for washing your hands before you eat, is arba milin. That the Gemara Amr Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Aivoy Omro, Aivoy said it over, or they did not say it over in the name of Rabavua, but rather Aivoy said it, the arba omabo. And he said four things, not only three. What was the fourth thing? V'chad minayu ibud. He said the fourth halach was negayat hilchus ibud. What's the halach ibud? So Rashi says, or the Gemara says, ditnan. Rashi says, umay ibud, Rashi says, shir ibud shel or, rach. How long does it take you to work over this light skin? Ha metamo kebosa. That has a din tumma to mekabu tumma like meat. The Gemara Nova Reitiv in Chulin speaks out which type of a skin is called like the meat that could be makabel tuma. Is arbo milim hu levat lemeteres boser machmes ibudoi. If you work on it, the longer it takes you to walk 4 mil, that's called you worked over the skin, that it's not considered like meat anymore, it's more like leather now, and it won't be makabel tuma. So Gemara says the Tanan, we learned. V'kulon she'ibdu o'yishohilach behen k'day avoydis tohirim. All the skin that you work them over, k'day hilach behen, the people work on it, k'lon she'ibdu, you worked on it, o'yishohilach behen, people walked over it, k'day avoydah, is tohirim. Chutz mi'yorodim, chutz from the skin of a person. Now v'kamo k'day avoydah, how long do you have to walk on it to give it a shame, k'day avoydah, that's not called an oichel anymore. How people walk 4 mil. If you walk for the length of 4 mil over this skin, that makes it now it's more like leather, it's worked over, and it's not called an oichel anymore. So Rashi says,
Shilach ben derech oirois l'shoyt cholof nedrishas ragliyodim. How do you work over the skin of the animal? You put it on the floor and people walk over it. V'zuhi tchilas ibudin. That's the way you start to work over the skin. Is derech? Yeah. Is so if the shear of walking 4 mil, that's considered you worked over the skin that you are. That's till you worked over the skin. It's not mekabel tumor anymore because it's not called an oichel, but rather it's considered a skin. So Moses says weiter. Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina loishanu. It was only learned this halacha as yela lofonov. If somebody has to still walk further, he's traveling now, and he knows there's a shul or there's water in front of him 4 mil, he has to continue his journey until he gets there and live and sleep there, where he could find a minyan or where he could eat by washing his hands first. Avol yachrov. Let's say he knows that in front of him, even 5 mil, there's no water there. Now, where is there water or where is there a shul? Going backwards. So going backwards, you're not mechuyev, you don't have to walk backwards. Because that's out of your way, like you want to travel further, you don't want to go backwards. Avol Yaakov, the Gemara says, afilu mil ein echozer. Even if the shul or the water is only one mil in back of you, you do not have to go backwards. The Chacham were not matriach, you didn't bother you to go backwards, go out of your way. So Gemara says, Amar Rab Acho, uminor, from this we learn out, milhu diyein echozer. Only if that distance is a complete mil, then for that you do not have to go backwards. Abhapachas mi mil chozer. But if, let's say, there's a shul or there's water which is less than a mil in back of you, then you do have to even walk backwards less than a mil in order to find a minyan, or else in order to wash hands before you eat. The Rashi says, uminor. Less than a mil, taka there, you do have to be chayzer.
Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter. Teitzad mafrishin chala betuma biyomtif. Hey, son, yomtif, if you made the dough and you want to take off chala, and we're talking about now the yomtif of Pesach, and you want to be mafrish chala, so usually there's no problem because you take off chala when you have the dough before it became chometz, and right away you bake it first, so it's still a matzah, and then you give it to a kohen, and the kohen could eat it on Yom Tov, so therefore you're allowed to bake the challah on Yom Tov. But here we're talking about where the challah is tumah, is tamei. If the challah is tamei, so a kohen is not allowed to eat challah tamei. So the challah is, you're not allowed to bake this challah, this dough, like on Yom Tov, because it's not called tzorcha Yom Tov. A kohen can't eat it. So what do you do with this dough? It's challah, and you can't let it rise become chametz because we're on Pesach. So what's the eight? So what do you do with this dough that it should not become chametz? Like Rashi says, Ketzad mafrishin challah betuma shenit tamah seisa. The dough became tummy. V'shuvein challah nitelas mimenu ruyin liachilas koyin. And now if you're going to take off challah that you're supposed to give to the koyin from this dough, the koyin cannot eat it because it's tameya. So Ketzad mafrishin oisa b'yomtiv shapesach. How do you take off the challah from such dough on Yom Tov Shel Pesach? Hare en yochel afoisa, you can't bake it now, miyach eshen ureil achil, since it's not roi teat. Ulishoi soy lesofro lerev, and to wait till at night time to burn it, yef shesh le tachmitz, by night time for sure become chametz already. And you'll be over by your own by yomotzei. Ulishofro, I burn it right now on Yom Tov, oily achil le klofim, the other reitzer is, go ahead and give it to dogs. Let the dog eat it right now. That's another reitzer. Like before it became chametz, you have this dough, and true, it's tameya, so be mafresh challah, and right away burn it, or else give it to a dog to eat. So Rashi says, Yevsha, this is not a neitzah, shein sarfim kodeshim biyomtif. That's the klal. We don't burn kodeshim on yomtif. Some say it's also bechal lois, that's bechal malacha, that's not hutra on yomtif, but tzorche kodeshim. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, loy tikra lo shein. Don't take off any challah. Don't call it challah yet from this dough. Hey, so far all you did was you put the water into the flour and you have a dough. And now let's say a sheretz touched it, so it's mekabel tumah. So he says, before you take off challah, don't take off any challah yet. No, first ad shetz ofa. First bake this dough. So b'shas you're baking it, you don't know which part of it will be challah, which part will not be. So every part really is roi teat. So therefore you have a right to bake the whole dough. And after you bake the whole dough, you make it into a matzah, now you take off a piece for challah. And the whole question is, you're not allowed to bake it. So here the pshat is, b'shas you baked it, you don't know which piece is challah. Every piece you could say, it's the piece that you're allowed to eat. The Rashi says, Rebbe Lezer Weimel Tikra L'Shem Challah.
until you first bake it first. Right now, before you call the shame challah, each piece by itself is roi to eat. You can take off a little bit from each piece. After you baked it, then if you want, you can take off one matzah of all of them. We'll see this in the Gemara later, that when you put the different pieces of matzah or wooden bread into one basket, so the basket makes it all together like one shear to be mechayiv you in challah. And if you take off one piece, it helps for all the pieces in the basket. And the basket makes like one big bread. The halacha is you have to take off challah. So later on, you put all the matzahs into one basket, and you take out one matzah, whatever shear you want, for challah. So that's the etzah, that you should be able to bake this dough on Yom Tov Pesach, is that you don't take off challah till after you bake it. Ben Biseiro Oimer Tato Betzoinen. Ben Biseiro says another etzah. He says, take this dough, and be mafresh challah right now, and the Tosis explains, it's not really machlokes, but Biseiro is also masking to the other etzah. But he just said, this is an etzah, Lui Yitzuya, somebody did call it challah. When it was still in the form of a dough, he took off a piece and said, Arezu challah. So what do you do with this now that you already called it challah? So the etzah is, Tato Betzoinen, throw it into cold water, and cold water makes it that it won't become chametz, and like wait till after Yom Tov, and then you burn it. That's the Eitzah according to Ben Biseir, like a B'dievetic Eitzah, if you already made it a challah. Like the bottom Toysha says, Tato B'tzayin Omeri, the Rabbi Elezev, Rabbi Yeshua, like Pligi, Ab Ben Biseir. They don't argue on Ben Biseir. Shulei Toyl HaTol L'tzayin. They also hold that this is an Eitzah, to put it into cold water. If somebody did take off this challah and called it a shame challah, this is the etzah. The etzah is thrown into cold water. When it's in cold water, it won't let it become chametz. And at night time, you'll burn this dough, which is challah, temeya. So since the kohen can't eat it, the etzah is to burn it. Just on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it, the way Rashi says. But after Yom Tov, will be mutter. But the question was, how do you let it stay until after Yom Tov will become chametz? So that's Ben Biseiro's Eitzah, Tatel B'tzayin, and put it into cold water. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, says no, another Eitzah. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Loi Zehu Chometz Shemul Soren Olov, Baba Yeroi, Baba Yemotzei.